a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Saturday night, I caught up with ran into a former colleague of yours over the weekend.
Ooh, which one?
I don't wish to disclose the name. Ooh, but what I will say is that they were a runner for the Cats when you were a player.
Okay,
You don't need to guess names.
I had about probably three runners throughout my career.
Okay,
so it's narrow.
Really, is that sort of? Yeah, right. I would have thought they'd change it more often than that.
No. You need somebody pretty consistent.
See, I'm like, who will be able to guess?
Is that like when you played golf? You played golf and you've got like the guy, the caddy? Is it like having a caddy?
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you have a personal runner?
No.
It's a team. You get like a few for a team, don't you? One. One runner per team.
Yep.
Is that always been the case?
Yeah.
Do you get to put in your drink requests? Like some people want water, someone Gatorade. Right?
So that's the runner's the one who comes out and brings the messages from the coaches. There's trainers who bring the water drinks out, like the Gatorades and that.
So not water.
The guy with the oranges. His job is to bring out the orange slices.
Ah, okay, yum! I love that.
So in the sense, so it's not super like having a caddy, although they do sort of give you instruction, don't they, which a caddy does in golf.
Yeah, directly from the coach, though. And occasionally, you may give a message back to the runner to share with
the
coach.
This is the field we're moving into because in passing, this former runner of the Cats did mention that in his work with you out on the park, he said that if you didn't understand the message, you would lose it and spray him so hard.
He was like,
he'd give me an earful and I'd have to be like, no, mate, you're not understanding. Listen, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Lingy would be going off chops. Does this ring any bells?
Oh, of course not. Of course.
It was spray it isn't
so. Completely made up.
Yeah.
Occasionally I may have asked for clarification.
In a nice way?
In the politest manner possible. And I may have occasionally sent feedback to the coaches or the coach who had delivered that message to me to point out certain inaccuracies in that particular message that was delivered to me. In the politest possible way.
As in, what the F are you talking about? That kind of bizzo?
You go and tell that bloke.
Oh, my God.
Sitting up in the third tier of the stands, footy's pretty bloody easy from up there.
Meanwhile, you've stopped down to say all of that. Meanwhile, the ball's gone. You're way behind the play now because you're too busy chatting.
Yeah, just chatting. That's right. Mm. That's the word I would use. Chatting in a cordial manner.
It must be pretty cool, though, to send a little message that's barbed, you might say, from the safety of the footy field as well back to the coaches.
I always loved, and I think I know who this runner is, but I always loved and appreciated that I'm 99.9% certain the runner never delivered that message to the coach in order to protect me. Just let me vent.
Yeah. Bomber would have been pretty wrapped.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Do you know what? We've got him in. He's just walked in. Brad Johnson, grab a microphone. Go on. Grab a microphone.
He's got a giant smile on his face.
I've got to stand up. I think he's a little bit taller than I thought.
Just a little bit.
I've owned up to one thing quickly, Jono.
Yes.
On Saturday night, the footy, I was working on the boundary, so I couldn't take the kids. Dodgy, my wife, was crook, unable to take. So I rang up a mate of mine. I want to see, Jono will back me up on this. I rang up a mate and I said, hey, I've got two tickets for you for the footy because his son's a Bulldogs fan.
Yep.
They couldn't get tickets. And I said, I've got two tickets for you Saturday night. You know, take your son along. It'll be fantastic. He's like, oh, pumped. Awesome. I said, there's one little catch.
You've got to take my three kids.
Yeah. That's all right, isn't it?
That is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So the way he went about it is like, have the tickets.
But
you got to take, instead of being like, hey, the kids aren't going to be able to make it. If you want to take them, be up front.
Yeah, but that leaves it open for a no.
You put him in a spot. You have.
Yeah.
But it's all positive for you. That's the most important.
Well, and in the end,
it's not all positive. But did you see the game? Oh, my God.
Well, I did. And I was sort of trying to just
We'll get
play
to
things
that.
Down until we'll after eight. Oh. Plenty of time. Ready to explode.
Plenty of time, Lingy. You'll be pleased to know I spoke to Jasmine off air, and she said that Lingy has the perfect conscience. He's a beautiful man. So,
oh, thanks, Jasmine.
So you did everything right as far as Jasmine's concerned.
Oh, you've lied to cool. Jasmine.
What a, no, what a result for your mate and son, Bulldogs.
Yeah,
fans.
Bulldogs. Yeah.
How good.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Joined by Brad Johnson.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
We don't do best and fairest, we do vest and fairest because, of course, you are the purveyor of the Xena Sports Vest, which is available at all good retailers and some less reputable ones as well.
It is. Thank you, Tommy. I love your pump-ups every week.
Mate. But speaking of pump-ups, wow. I mean, didn't quite go the way the Cats wanted it to, so how are you going to go?
No, it was tough from a votes perspective this week. We managed to find three players that had a reasonable impact on the game. I thought Sean Manor was very good, especially in the first half.
Yes, I like that.
For a player that's trying to find his way in really tough conditions, got a bit more time around the ball, and he showed that he can sort of play that role with Atkins going out of the team late. So
that's a good one. That was really good.
So one vote for him. Two to Mitchie Duncan, who was just used his experience, Lingy, around the ball.
And got in good positions. Nicely. And just a wily veteran.
Yeah, big first quarter. Mitch did quieten down a little bit after that, but he was pretty good. And then Tommy Stewart was, I thought, the best catter. Again, got himself through the midfield, positioned nicely, won 26 disposals, kicked the goal. He was their best.
Max Holmes has been out in front of the Vest and Fairest. Mm. Is Stewie closing
it all?
He's still too far back?
The three closest to Max are Jezza, Dempsey and Myers, and those three couldn't get near it on the weekend, unfortunately. Yep. I'm looking at those three closely to see if I can close this gap in the next 5 weeks. So fire up, boys. We need a close finish. Are we going to finals this year, or are we going to make it end at the end of the home and away season?
Oh, that's your call. Are you Xena Vest?
All right, we're going into finals.
That's it.
Made the decision.
The Cats get there too.
They'll be there.
They definitely will, Cameron.
They will be there. If they don't get there from here, they will rebuild in 2025. Don't worry about that.
Jono, always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Good fun. Thanks, guys.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Friday, Lingy, you weren't here. Wow. Log, you and I were here, but something we always do on a Friday didn't end up happening.
We missed it.
Oh, you stuffed up on a Friday because I wasn't here to guide the ship.
Yep. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just be very careful. Cameron Ling, we do Fun Fact Friday. You've never heard a Friday show, so you wouldn't know. But
I deliver
some fun and interesting facts, but we didn't get to do it because we were very busy because there's a lot going on. We have to cram all the stuff that you won't do Monday to Thursday into the Friday show.
Yeah.
So we didn't have time to do this. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact Monday. Not a bad live rendition.
Not a bad, pretty good.
Thank you.
But you got to give the spiel, Tom.
Every Friday/Monday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Well done, Tom.
Thanks, mate.
Pretty good, isn't it?
First time I've ever heard it.
Yeah. Melt your face off.
Listen on Fridays. That's what
you
get.
Did you know that men are more likely than women to have extra fingers, toes, teeth or nipples? You know how fascinated I am with people with three nipples.
Harry Styles?
Yep, Harry Styles, Lily Allen.
There you go.
Men more likely, though. Before the term spelling bee became common, the contest had been known under the name spelling fight. Spelling combat and spell down.
Yeah, I like spell down.
Spell down, yeah.
That sounds like wizard and witches.
That sounds like a brainstorm we have at K-Rock. Mm.
Spell down.
Yeah. Human hair contains traces of gold. And babies under 3 months have more gold in their hair than older people.
Okay, that seems...
Where does it go? Where does the gold go?
Is the gold produced by the body, or is it because it's floating in the air?
Well, it's an element. It's a natural sort of.
No follow up questions on fun facts, right? Clingy,
clearly
just take the fact for what it is.
First rodeo.
Fun.
Sweden has banned parents from naming babies the following names: IKEA, Story checks fair. Out. Superman.
Again, fair.
Veranda.
Oh, little baby Veranda. That's kind of cute.
Little Veranda Lewis. And I'm going to spell this one for you.
Oh, is it a swear?
No. BRFXXCCXXMNPCCLLLMMNPRXVCLMNCKSSQLBB11116. Pronounced Alban.
No, I think Grimes Nader did that, didn't she?
Yes. That was actually Elon Musk. In 2017, Texas, what a wild place. They made it legal to shoot coyotes and wild pigs from hot air balloons.
Oh, my God.
Just a bit more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up with this one. Until 2001, the actors playing characters at Walt Disney World, so your Cinderellas and your Prince Charmings and Mickey Mouse and whatnot, they had to wear communal underwear, so you pick up your whole outfit including your jocks as well.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
No.
And that is your Fun Fact Friday / Monday. Fun Fact Monday. Well done. Monday. Oh, God, I've done it again.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.